attacks in eastern Syria believed to have been carried out with Iranian weapons. On Thursday, a drone attack, again using Iranian equipment, killed one U.S. contractor and wounded several U.S. troops, prompting retaliatory strikes by American forces and a warning from President Biden.
Be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
We might reasonably expect to hear of further U.S. retaliation in the coming hours.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, Reuters is reporting pro-Iranian forces say they have the capability to respond if their forces in Syria are targeted. Tornadoes have carved a miles-long path of destruction in Mississippi. Homes and buildings destroyed in Rolling Fork and in Silver City. Fox Fields meteorologist Brett Adair was chasing the storm that helped with search and rescue efforts.
This has been a very long-track storm. Any more tornado warnings come out tonight, guys, across the whole South. You need to take these seriously.
Adair says there are people who've been badly hurt. Tornado watches now extend into northern Alabama and southern Tennessee. A chocolate factory has exploded in West Reading, Pennsylvania, killing at least two people and leaving nine others unaccounted for.
Currently, there are still rescue efforts underway at the scene. The identities of those involved will not be released at this time.
West Reading's police chief Wayne Holman, who says they don't yet know what caused the explosion. Border patrol agents stopped a train near the U.S. southern border after an urgent phone call from someone who said they were suffocating inside one of the cars. 15 suspected migrants were found inside. Two of them were dead. President Biden has announced a new plan to control immigration at the country's northern border. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. America is listening to...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
An update just in on the Mississippi tornadoes. A coroner has told ABC News that at least seven people have been killed in the storms. President Biden, wrapping up a two-day visit to Canada, announcing he and Prime Minister Trudeau have agreed to continue support for Ukraine in its fight against the Russian invasion.
Our unity is not going to break. We're going to keep the pressure on Putin through our historic sanctions and tariffs, and we're going to continue to provide Ukraine with training, equipment, humanitarian assistance it needs, and to defend itself against Russian aggression.
They've also agreed on a new plan to limit immigration across the U.S. northern border. A new poll by the APNORC shows that personal finances are a major source of stress for about half of the lower-income households in the U.S. The result of high inflation and economic uncertainty, about half of U.S. adults in households earning less than $60,000 annually, and about 4 in 10 of those households earning between $60,000 and $100,000 say they're stressed about their personal finances. That compares with only about a quarter of those in the higher income households. Michigan is no longer a right-to-work state.
Michigan's governor signing a bill that repeals the state's right-to-work law, which allowed employees in unionized workplaces to opt out of paying union dues and fees. More than 20 states have similar laws in place. Michigan becomes the first in 58 years to repeal one. Democrats say opting out lets workers get a free ride for union representation and that they should help pay for being represented in bargaining. Republicans say repealing the law will lead to forced union membership. With Democrats fully controlling Michigan's government for the first time in 40 years, Governor Gretchen Whitmer also signed a bill requiring contractors on state projects to pay union-level wages, something Republicans have repealed. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wall Street Friday, the Dow up 132 points. NASDAQ gained 36. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.